Well, the island's art scene is vibrant and always in flux. HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us this morning with details on the Downtown Art Center, which is launching a new gallery and office space in the city's
crazy
Gateway Plaza.
I know,
downtown.
What's up, right? The city of Honolulu has made a 1,400-square-foot space available on the first floor of the Chinatown Gateway Plaza. You know which one that is, Catherine?
Yeah, that's one they're
the
getting,
pink one.
They're like, getting heat from, right? About
exactly. That provides an incentive for the city, which is so cool because, okay, big picture. They got this incentive because they used HUD, Housing Urban Development Money, to develop that plaza. And because of the requirements, partly because demand for office space is so low here, they haven't been able to rent out those key spaces. And, they developed this in 1992. So HUD is asking for their money back, possibly. It could be over $8 million if the city does not get in the kinds of Chinatown redevelopment activities into that building that they promised they would.
Well, I recall that there was a press release. I think the city said they were going to move the satellite city
they
hall
mm-hmm.
down over into that area, which
yep.
makes sense.
It's going into one of those spaces, but that 1,400 square foot space could be the next downtown arts center. I mean, that's the idea. And Harrison Rue, community building and TOD administrator for the city, is saying that the Chinatown Action Summit they had a few years ago, it laid out some terrific support for the arts, and the city knows that.
We're hopeful that there can be things going on, you know, afternoon, evenings, and on weekends. There are people doing this stuff already. You see drawing classes out on the streets of Chinatown, people with their painting tripods and folks doing arts tours and taking pictures. And I think the idea is if there's a place that has activities and is open and can do more exhibits and things like that is strongly needed in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea of a downtown arts center actually could be really far-reaching. I mean, I don't know if you've ever maybe been to the Bangkok Cultural Center or to the, it's called the PMQ Arts Complex in Hong Kong, but like in Hong Kong, it's an old police dormitory that they ripped out this and that, and they have a big central courtyard. They've got cafes, galleries, shops, you know, individual artists, fashion, it's all happening. I mean, these are really destinations for locals as well. And I mean, we've had that kind of excitement for the arts in the past, as charted, for example, by Mark Mitsuda, who's the president of Hawaii Craftsmen.
We had this really huge surge in the craft scene in the 90s and all the way through the mid-90s and maybe into the early 2000s. When the economic downturn happened, I think it really put a damper on the crafts. It was really, really hard for artists and maybe artists in general everywhere. You know, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to go and jumpstart some interest in the crafts again, get people involved by making, and invite people to get their hands dirty.
Do you think, Catherine, possibly somebody might like to do that after work at downtown Honolulu?
Oh, yeah, stress reliever.
Yeah. You know, do I want to jump in my car and immediately join the flow home? Or Mm-mm. do I possibly want to eddy over to right there? The Downtown Arts Center. Could happen. Well, Sydney Lynch with Hawaii Potters Guild. She's been working there for 25 years. She was president. Now she's a treasurer there. This incredible ceramics workshop has been going on since 1967, right there under the freeway by Church of the Crossroads. Sydney says their little band there of potters has noticed the demand for classes is really going up.
Oh, yes. We're oversubscribed, but our space is so limited. It's difficult to find places to do art right now.
Yeah, how does the Potters Guild work?
Oh, it's a co-op. Everybody who comes there is expected to do a certain amount of work in the studio, either make a glaze or clean the bathroom. So we have one part-time employee who does the accounting and is kind of the go-to person in the studio, and everything else is done by volunteers.
Can you imagine that? They've been running this since 1967 this way. That alone is a testament to the kind of community we have here because it takes honor, it takes commitment, it takes care. And being a part of this community is just one of the things the arts can do. Downtown Chinatown, boy, that'd be great.
Yeah, another place to go for First Friday, huh?
Exactly. And, you know, Hawaii Potters Guild is another one of the terrific, huge, big, strong arts organizations throwing behind this effort. So it's Hawaii Potters Guild. Hawaii craftsman. And you know what? Sandy Pohl is the proprietor of Louis Pohl Gallery. Her husband, Louis Pohl, started the Honolulu Museum of Art School. And she's been running all these art experiences in Chinatown for the last 6 years through her nonprofit called Creative Arts Experience. And she's established there is a demand in her area for art services. And she's the one who's been lobbying the city for this opportunity in the Chinatown Gateway Plaza. Have you ever been to Louis Pohl Gallery?
Yes, I have, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a super experience, right?
It is.
People who come in here, they become my friends because it's just kind of a cool place to hang out. And that's kind of what I want to create over there at the Downtown Art Center is a really nice place that you feel welcome, that whatever you're feeling that day, you can tell. You know, you can talk stories to people who are around. It's heartwarming. So for me, this gallery is like, it's like my home, you know, and people come and visit. I like that a lot.
She really does make you feel at home there. And she can do the same, I think, in that Downtown Arts Center. The thing is, it's the time to get going on this artists and art groups. The Honolulu printmakers are throwing in, and the latest development is they have submitted a request for a 2,800 square foot space on the second floor, another anchor tenant for this arts offensive there in Chinatown. Right. Now, printmakers is hedging their bets on that as well because everybody's wondering, is this community going to come together and do it? The Downtown Art Center pop-up, this trial run, starts this Saturday, March 23rd, 11 to 4, in the Chinatown Gateway Plaza there at the corner of Nu'uanu and Hotel. It's an open house for art lovers and future partners. There'll be printmaking demonstrations and all kinds of stuff.
So interesting synergy that they hope to kind of ignite in that spot.
Exactly. And if you're interested, know other people you can hooey with, neighbor islanders, you are so welcome to get together and claim a month or a space in this development. Check the Hawaii Public Radio website for how to get in touch with Sandy Pohl at the Pohl Gallery.
We'll see what takes shape. Thanks so much, Noe.
Thank you.
That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa with her take on the latest happenings on the culture and art scene.